Good afternoon, Chris. How you doing?
I'm well, John. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. My hope for this interview is to really get a better sense of what CTAC is, what your role with CTAC is, and to talk about an exciting initiative coming out of your program, that being the Manufacturers Professionals Network. So first of all, what is your role within CTAC and what does it stand for?
So CTAC is the Chemosin Technology Access Center, and it's a group that I manage. And basically, we're an access point to the technical resources at Chemosin College. So we provide some services with regards to product development and process improvement for manufacturers and for a variety of different types of companies.
In other words, that's a phenomenal resource for local manufacturers to access, to utilize, to ask for help.
It is, and we can provide access to some of the faculty experts throughout the college in sciences and engineering and business, and we can also provide access to students, the student project type of thing. We have some fee-for-service type of offerings with regards to rapid prototyping and machining and 3D scanning, digital modeling, that kind of thing.
And we
can also provide access to some of the federal granting agencies as well.
And your role is?
For the Technology Access Center, that's the group that I manage.
I myself am involved with an industry group out of Sydney North Saanich called the Sydney North Saanich Industrial Group, very much simply an advocacy group. A lot of folks in and amongst that group have asked me questions around operational questions, to which I can't answer and have, generally speaking, reference to you. But there's been enough capacity there for us to think about starting a group on its own. You've done that. We now call that the CTAC Manufacturing Professionals Network. Tell me, what do you see that group doing, serving, what sort of value proposition to manufacturers locally?
Well, to start with, it's a Manufacturing Professionals Network is a group that's open to anybody that works with within a management capacity within a local manufacturer. Sometimes it's easier to describe what it's not. It's not an advocacy group. It's not a group where people will come and try and sell to the manufacturing community. This is a group where the manufacturing management professionals can interact, discuss some of the issues that they face, and share ideas. It's also an area where, or a place where these people can learn about some of the other resources that are available in the region amongst themselves.
So certainly, operating manufacturing company efficiently and productively isn't just about equipment. There are other elements to running that. Is that something that would be dealt with in this group?
Oh, absolutely. There's a whole range of elements that will be dealt with within this group. So managing innovation is one aspect of it. The equipment is, of course, part of that. Managing people, the supply chain, a whole variety of things from the technology right up to some of the business practices and best practices that can help companies succeed.
Well, certainly that is a very important piece of success locally, trying to operate more efficiently, more productively in a world in which everyone is around the world is now a competitor, potential competitor. So to be able to access help from you guys is amazing. Can you reference some of the equipment related issues that an operational manager would want to come and talk to us about? And what are some of these things? What are they? What are they doing? I know that you had phenomenal success around the 3D printing to where now it's almost a mainstay globally. Tell me some of those stories, some other issues around equipment that you could help local manufacturers with.
Well, one of the kind of neat things is that we have access to a variety of grants, and we've been able to, over the past few years, purchase some equipment and provide that as a resource for local manufacturers so that it's not within the confines of one place. So things with 3D printing, for example, fused deposition, rapid prototyping, and stereolithography rapid prototyping are two types of prototyping that we have available that are very, very high-end, very produce beautiful prototypes. And the 3D scanning is another thing. It's quite expensive to purchase some of the 3D scanning equipment. However, we can provide those services because we've been able to provide or purchase that equipment through through federal grants. One of the other things we do is introduce companies to some of this technology so that they may be interested in purchasing it themselves if they have a reason to do so.
So they could actually test it with you folks and see if it works and to some degree even use it on a sort of a basic fee for service and then perhaps build upon that in their business later on.
Yes, and we can also bring in people from outside the region that either vendors or experts in a particular field to introduce some of the technologies that are available within a field. And we've done that, for example, with 3D scanning, where and then after which some of the local companies actually purchased some 3D scanners based on that introduction.
Chris, I've done some research locally, and there's some in the neighborhood, about 120 manufacturers locally in Lower Vancouver Island, and not a lot of large companies. So therefore, they're doing something right, but perhaps within a very narrow range. I think this group, the SeaTac MPN, can help facilitate perhaps a dialogue around companies understanding what each other are doing. Do you think that's something that can happen?
I think there's a lot of value in that, and that's one of the reasons for bringing this group together, and one of the reasons for calling it a network as such, too, I think. We have a wide range of companies doing a variety of different things, and typically their markets are beyond the geographic boundary of Vancouver Island, so they serve a wide range of places, and they each serve sort of a unique, their own marketplace. What that means is that they're not direct competitors with each other, and there's we're a little bit unique in this area that companies are quite willing to share information and work together.
Working together
to solve problems and to tackle larger projects. So what we're hoping is that that sort of networking, the desire to work together to compete as a team and grow the region's economy through that sort of teamwork is going to be of value.
Chris, these are tremendous resources to help local manufacturers. Frankly, as a salesperson, a business development guy, every single company should be sending somebody. How do they get involved?
Well, we're open. The Manufacturing Professionals Network is open to people in management capacity within a manufacturing company. And the meetings are at 8:30 in the morning every second Tuesday of every month at Commotion College into Urban Campus. And more information I can send to you or to anybody by email. It's edley@commotion.bc.ca. So E-D-L-E-Y at Commotion, C-A-M-O-S-U-N.
Thanks again. An amazing resource coming out of Applied Research and the Commotion folks. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.